Coming up with a fresh fundraiser, even for a cause as compelling as cancer, is still a challenge. But it has been done. My guests are Patty Tiscareño, Executive Director of the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, and Shade Records artist and producer Billy Towns. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Monica.
What a dynamic duo I have in front of me.
Oh.
We look good together, don't we? Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. Of course we
you
do.
And the talent's sitting right here, I'll tell you. What have you done?
Well, I got to tell you, Monica, I've had on my bucket list for many years to do some kind of a jazz, traditional jazz album.
Mm-hmm.
And who better to approach than Billy Towns, who I have never had the privilege of working with.
Yeah.
And interestingly, I went to Billy to pitch the idea to him, thinking it would be 6 or 7 months down the road. And Billy said, "Can you start Thursday?"
Yep. Because she told me that she'd like to do this and it would be a nice jazz CD. And I started thinking, I said, well, you know what? We talked in September. And I'm thinking, you know, with a little bit of elbow grease, we can have something out by Christmas. And it was feasible and everything. That's why I said, you know, if we can start next week.
In September, you talked about
this. We started
this.
Everything. I met her. Literally. I've known Patty since the 90s because you did the Andrews Sisters with Monica Gutierrez and everybody, so I've known her, but it's been...
We've kind of grown up musically, but
yeah.
We never played. And then when we got together, you know, I said, if we can put everybody together, put all the musicians, and we use some really good musicians, we can have this done and ready by Christmas.
Now, that is what I find amazing, that you two would get together, talk about it, and be good to go. But to bring together the musicians that you did... that everybody would find the way to make it happen so quickly. I mean, the stars aligned.
Yeah, they did, and with some really improvisation on scheduling, too. and it worked. And I contacted musicians almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we put together a timetable, a schedule, and everything, and I'll be damned, it worked. You know, and we had some really good performances. Patty and I picked and chose the songs. We thought about it and said, this is probably the good thing to showcase, you know, of course, Patty's incredible vocal talent what I call them honorees of what the songs are about, or who are the songs supporting and everything. I said, man, these are very beautiful songs that exemplifies what this whole CD is about.
Well, let me drop back a little bit to The Kitchen Project.
Sure.
This is your first CD that came out as a fundraiser for the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation.
That's correct.
And this CD is titled Comes in All Colors. Tell me, what is the concept of the CD as far as how did you raise the funds? How did you select the songs and the tributes?
Well, the way it works, Monica, is, as you know from working with us and serving on our board of directors and
going to
our Keep on Dancing conference, every cancer is supported by a color, a ribbon color.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a Colors of Cancer dancing ribbons poster outside our office, and people stop by and take photographs of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you go through a cancer experience, whether it's a patient, a caregiver, someone who just cares, you're connected. All of a sudden, you're part of a family that maybe you didn't want to be part of, but nonetheless, you're still part of this group. And so we figured that music, like our first CD was country, a little rock, a little this, but music, cancer, harmony, caring, it comes in all colors.
The healing capacity of the arts in general, and music especially.
Absolutely. You know that so well. And so the CD came about and was born from the concept of what we do is sell each one of the songs to someone who wants to purchase that song for their very own. For example, Come Rain or Come Shine. Great tune, great lyrics. Phyllis Saltstein purchased that song in honor of her husband, Ed Saltstein, who is a surgeon at the University Breast Care Center, now I believe the Farber Breast Care Center.
Yes.
And Ed has made such a difference in so many people's lives who have dealt with this cancer. So for his wife to honor him by supporting the foundation with this dedication to him is just,
really,
it's paramount. It's beautiful.
Put some money where the hearts are.
Absolutely.
So, what songs are on? Give me a sampling of some of the tunes that are on this.
We have chosen some really nice. We chose some great traditional jazz songs that mm-hmm. you've heard from, you know, Ella Fitzgerald, and then you've heard from Rosemary Clooney and everything. We have Bye Bye Blackbird, Almost Like Being in Love, which is a big band song that we kind of more or less constructed down to where it was a smaller type of big band ensemble, I call it.
Mm-hmm. It's a big little band.
Yeah, big little
band. Yeah.
We have some Latin classics, Bésame Muchos on here, Sabor a Mí.
Oh,
one of my favorites.
Patty, that you can knock those tunes
that
out.
That Patty just did an incredible job in studio, Smile. The one that Barbara Streisand made very popular, and we just did that. We did an arrangement, and Patty, that's one of my favorite songs on the CD. And then we did some jazzy renditions of I Can See Clearly Now.
Johnny Nash.
So we got some arranging going on.
The Look
in
of
there.
Love, yeah. And we have The River. That is a Joni Mitchell tune. Yeah.
Traditional Joni Mitchell. Yeah. I had to throw in my folk roots, Monica.
Of course.
I can hang with the jazz guys. You can dress me up in jazz. But, you know, bottom line is, and, you know, I got to tell you one thing Billy told me on this when we started talking about the project. He said, you got to have a Christmas song. I said, a Christmas song? He said, yeah, you got to have a Christmas song. So he arranged the most wonderful version of White Christmas. And Susie Stowe, who lost her husband Mike a year ago, called me up and said, that's my song. Oh. That was mine and Mike's song.
Yeah.
And so I think she's really going to love the arrangement on that one. It's beautiful.
We had a lot of fun choosing it. And I think we hit the mark on these songs as far as for this project and everything. And matter of fact, I mean, we picked at least three times more. So who knows what lies for us in the future.
Yeah, could go on.
As far as we talked about a lot of it.
Well, before we go further, let me mention that now that we've teased the listeners with, okay, we want to hear this CD. There, coincidentally, is going to be a fundraiser at The Greenery in Sunland Park Mall. That's going to be this coming Thursday. That is December the 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. Tickets are $30 at the door, but that includes a CD.
Absolutely, a copy of the CD. And then Mark Hines is hosting us at The Greenery with a lovely buffet, lovely wine.
Wow.
Awesome.
Music. So how can you go
Absolute bargain. And will there be any music at the event?
Yes,
I imagine there might be. Billy, you got any friends coming in to help us out?
Let me tell you who I got.
Oh.
We have the drummer. We have Ruben Galvan. He is a drummer that from Las Cruces I've been playing with in Las Cruces and here in El Paso. He, of course, is on. He's playing a few tracks on the CD. We have Mr. Bruno Avetia. He's a student here at UTEP. He'll be there. And we have Mr. Steve Marcus. He's a guitarist that plays with me. And a trumpet will be John Glass. He's an incredible trumpet player.
Oh, that guy is good.
That, that works within the school systems area, and he's also out with Olivas Music out there. So we have some incredible players that will be playing on that evening.
And Billy will be there, and I'll be there.
Patty and I are playing too.
Yeah, we'll be there. Sure, we'll be there.
That is just going to be a hellacious evening.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, other than at the event, of course, which is where you're going to roll the CD out on Thursday, where can people pick up the CDs?
Well, the most efficient way to do this is to go to the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation's website and order online. We'll ship it to you. And I really would like to use my KTEP skills with fundraising and on-air efforts by challenging all of my listeners out there.
you listen to our pledge drive way
too
much, lady.
But you know what? If I've ever sung at your wedding or been at your parties or you liked the music over the years, then make a difference in our cancer care community. Buy the CD. Buy 10 or 20 of the CDs. Buy them for 200 or 300 of your closest friends.
These are good gifts.
They're
bought
wonderful.
Several Kitchen Project CDs. And every single one that I gave away, I heard back in a heartbeat, wow.
I'm so delighted.
I was stunned when I realized that the Kitchen Project, how much did it raise and where has that money gone?
Well, it generated over the last 5 years almost $50,000.
That just blows
and
me away.
All of that goes to programs and services that
That's
we
incredible.
Have at the Cancer
That's
Foundation.
Incredible.
So we have a high bar to set,
Billy and I.
But I think we can do it. And I really would like people to visit our website and several other locations where you can find the CD.
Yeah, you know, I'm telling all the musicians out there, you know, and I'm challenging them, especially the ones that have been touched by this, what I think this incredibly horrid disease, cancer and everything, because I lost my mother 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And this whole project, you know, the whole thing, I jumped on this thing that, you know, this is something I want to do, you know, for Patty, for for the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, everything. And this is something that is more retroactive with me. It's where, you know, I can make a difference as far as helping.
We get to do something for ourselves contribute to this cause. I want to thank my guests today, my dear friends, Patty Tiscareño, Executive Director of the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, and Shade Records artist and producer Billy Towns, previewing the release of the second fundraising CD titled Comes in All Colors, a collection of jazz favorites. It'll be rolled out on Thursday at the Greenery in Sunland Park Mall from 6 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Monica. Merry Christmas.